Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, December 28, 2021 is Pepi Imerier. Pepi Imerier, also Peep I, was an ancient Egyptian pharaoh, third king of the 6th dynasty of Egypt, who ruled for over 40 years at the turn of the 24th and 23rd centuries BC, toward the end of the Old Kingdom period. He was the son of Teti, the founder of the dynasty, and ascended the throne only after the brief intervening reign of the shadowy Userkar. His mother was Iput, who may have been a daughter of Unas, the final ruler of the preceding 5th dynasty. Pepi I, who had at least 6 consorts, was succeeded by his son Merenir Nemtiamps I, with whom he may have shared power in a co-regency at the very end of his reign. Pepi II Neferkar, who might also have been Pepi I's son, succeeded Merenir. Several difficulties accumulated during Pepi's reign, beginning with the possible murder of his father in the ensuing reign of Userkar. Later, probably after his 20th year of reign, Pepi faced a harem conspiracy hatched by one of his consorts who may have tried to have her son designated heir to the throne, and possibly another conspiracy involving his vizier at the end of his reign. Confronted with a protracted decline of pharaonic power at the expense of the emerging dynasties of local officials, Pepi reacted with a vast architectural program involving the construction of temples dedicated to local gods and numerous chapels for his own cult throughout Egypt, reinforcing his presence in the provinces. Egypt's prosperity allowed Pepi to become the most prolific builder of the Old Kingdom. At the same time, Pepi favored the rise of small provincial centers and recruited officials of non-noble extraction to curtail the influence of powerful local families. Continuing Teti's policy, Pepi expanded a network of warehouses accessible to royal envoys and from which taxes and labor could easily be collected. Finally, he buttressed his power after the harem conspiracy by forming alliances with Qui, the provincial nomarch of Abydos, marrying two of his daughters, Anke Zinpepi I and Anke Zinpepi II, and making both Qui's wife Nebit and her son Jao viziers. The Egyptian state's external policy under Pepi comprised military campaigns against Nubia, Sinai and the southern Levant, landing troops on the Levantine coast using Egyptian transport boats. Trade with Byblis, Ebla and the oases of the western desert flourished, while Pepi launched mining and quarrying expeditions to Sinai and further afield. Pepi had a pyramid complex built for his funerary cult in Saqqara, next to which he built at least a further 6 pyramids for his consorts. Pepi's pyramid, which originally stood 52.5 meters, 172 feet, tall, and an accompanying high temple, followed the standard layout inherited from the late 5th dynasty. The most extensive corpus of pyramid texts from the Old Kingdom cover the walls of Pepi I's burial chamber, antechamber and much of the corridor leading to it. For the first time, these texts also appear in some of the consorts' pyramids. Excavations revealed a bundle of viscera and a mummy fragment, both presumed to belong to the pharaoh. Pepi's complex, called Pepi Minifer, remained the focus of his funerary cult well into the Middle Kingdom and ultimately gave its name to the nearby capital of Egypt, Memphis. Pepi's cult stopped early in the Second Intermediate Period. Pepi's monuments began to be quarried for their stone in the New Kingdom, and in the Mamluk era they were almost entirely dismantled. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 042 UTC on Tuesday, December 28, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Pepi Imerier. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Ivy Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.